One, two, three, four.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
I'm a professional writer and you're a resident lyricist.
And I'm a professional musician and you're a resident composer.
And together, we toss up a new song each week.
Using a random music genre.
And a random topic.
That's right. Using our proprietary, patented, Parmesan-scented, industrial-strength salad spinner, we randomize over 500 music genres.
And then we hit the random article button on Wikipedia to get our topic.
Yep. Tell our listeners what we did last week, Shannon.
Last week, we
This did, is a good memory test.
I know. Doom metal about Weemsware pottery.
That's yes, we what it did.
Was. About little pottery pigs and cats from this little area in Scotland. And we did a very intense song about it.
Pork Companion.
Pork Companion. Thick Death.
So check out episode 144.
Gosh,
to hear that.
It's a lot of episodes.
And we got one more today.
Just one more.
Well, one more today. Yes, one more episode today, and it's a special episode.
It is. It's a salad bowl.
What's a salad bowl?
A salad bowl means that we take suggestions for either the topic or the genre from our $10 and up Patreon donors, and we randomize those instead of using our salad spinner or Wikipedia.
Yeah. So this week we are going to do a random music genre from our list and a salad bowl topic.
Yes.
This week we will be writing a
adult contemporary song about
Girls und Panzer, which was suggested by Jasmine.
Thank you, Jasmine. Interested to see what Girls und Panzer is.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
Well, right off the bat, what do we know about adult contemporary music?
It sounds like it's porn music.
adult themes. It could go there. It could be risque.
I mean, I have never heard of this as like a genre.
I've only heard of it in the like those TV commercials like we often talk about with Pure Moods.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like those kinds of genres have been referred to as adult contemporary. So like, you know, easy listening, soft rock kind of stuff.
Okay, so momcore.
Momcore.
I think momcore is a better name.
Mom jeancore.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, but honestly, I need to dig into this because I have no idea.
Yeah, we'll see. It could go a bunch of different ways.
Yes.
Okay, what about Girls und Panzer?
Well, it's sort of in German.
Right. Do you know what Panzer means?
Is it? Well, it's like a tank.
A Panzer, yeah.
Yeah, but like, does it also mean panther? Just because it sounds like panther.
Girls with a panther or girls with a tank?
Yeah. Again, totally in the dark.
A tank that looks like a panther, maybe?
Maybe. Is that why they named them panzers? Because they look like panthers?
Well, we're going to have to see what the translation of panzer actually is.
Yeah, we're really just going on like hardcore false cognate status at the moment.
So everything we've said so far can be boiled down to, we don't know nothing about nothing.
Yeah, total ignorance is the theme of this week. So that should make our songwriting very interesting.
Let's learn more about adult contemporary.
Let's do it.
Would you consider yourself an adult?
I mean, legally, yes, I have to and should as a married person who pays taxes.
Mm.
But I really don't feel, I was talking about this with Josh, my husband, yesterday. I was like, I don't feel like I should be old enough to be like married and stuff.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Like I remember not that long ago, we had a party at our old apartment. We had like a housewarming party and one of my older coworkers came to the party and a friend of mine pulled me aside and was like, who are the adults? And I was like, everyone.
We are all
of
that
us.
That category.
But he meant who are like the people who were our parents' age.
Sure.
But yeah, I think I always just feel like my parents are adults and anyone younger than my parents is not an adult yet.
And that age just keeps growing as we grow.
Am I always going to feel that way?
I think so.
Am I going to be a grandma and be like, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's why people have midlife crises.
I guess so.
And stuff. Because they're like, I shouldn't be here yet. Well, the reason I ask is because adult contemporary music targets the age range of 25 to 44.
I mean, that's a big chunk of time.
Yeah, but we've been adults since we were 25, according to this music.
Well, sure. But so much happens between 25 and 44.
Like, if you're lucky.
Yeah, well, sure. but like, your stage of life changes dramatically. Like, just statistically speaking, most people within the range of 25 to 44 are getting married, having kids, and getting divorced.
True.
And like building a career. Like, that's like, statistically speaking, most people are doing that in that 20-year span.
Yeah. All to this soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack of your life actually happening.
Right.
Which includes Celine Dion, Maroon 5.
Josh Groban.
Michael Bublé. Barry Manilow, yeah.
All of these soft rock / easy listening / pop-ish artists.
Yeah.
Yes, Celine Dion, as you mentioned first, is referred to as the queen of adult contemporary. She has sold more than 220 million albums worldwide.
Wow.
And this all falls under the category of adult contemporary music. So what does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean?
These are predominantly ballad-heavy songs.
Okay.
And they are music of the present day, which is why it says contemporary.
Sure.
So the shift between decades has been pretty dramatic in terms of like what kind of music was heard. You know, starting in the 60s, you had artists like Frank Sinatra and Perry Como, Nat King Cole. So it was that more like orchestral, acoustic, jazz-influenced kind of music. And then in the 70s, we got more into the soft rock with artists like Barry Manilow, Air Supply, James Taylor. And then moving into the 80s, 90s, and today, it became much more pop-influenced. So we saw the addition of electronic instruments like synthesizers and electric guitar and bass, but we still often have acoustic elements like piano, saxophone, orchestra, strings, all that kind of stuff to give these sweeping ballads.
Got it. I think the best reference or framing device that we found in our research was if Delilah would play it on her show, it's adult contemporary.
Yes.
And through the decades, because she does play some like kind of oldies and goodies, you know,
she does.
But yeah, if you know the radio show, the syndicated radio show Delilah, it's basically this woman who talks very low and smooth and it's just her whole thing is love someone tonight.
And people call in and like request, I want to play this song for my significant other because it means XYZ to us, you know?
Yes, 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 yes. There are also a million subgenres of adult contemporary music that kind of encompass all of these different little like niches, I guess. So there's hot adult contemporary, which is contrasted with soft adult contemporary, modern adult contemporary, urban and rhythmic adult contemporary. That's for the African American adults,
apparently,
according to Wikipedia. but yeah, you can think about, but if you're talking about urban adult contemporary, we can think about artists like Boys to Men and Toni Braxton, Luther Vandross, The Quiet Storm. If you remember, we did a Quiet Storm episode a while ago.
Yeah, our episode with Bill Strand from the Chameleon Breeder podcast.
Yes, that's right. Modern Day Magic Dragon. So there's also urban and rhythmic adult contemporary. Smooth adult contemporary. And then there's also a kind of Christian subset of adult contemporary as well.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And what these all have in common, according to Wikipedia, is that they are lush, soothing, and highly polished. They emphasize melody and harmony, and they are, quote, usually melodic enough to get a listener's attention and inoffensive and pleasurable enough to work well as background music.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, not very subtle shade thrown at adult contemporary
right.
by music critics. So a lot of it, a lot of the criticism circles around it being inoffensive, uninteresting, bland. This one critic, program director Dana Taylor at WOMX-FM, said, it may not be the radio station that everybody agrees on, but it's a radio station that everybody goes, I'm okay with that.
Yep. You can either enjoy it or tune it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Either one.
So we want something that's going to be that you might like unconsciously sort of bop to at your desk.
Yep.
But you don't know any of the words. And if someone asks you the name of the song, you wouldn't know it.
Like the adult contemporary charts right now.
Yeah.
For instance.
Yeah. So Billboard currently maintains an adult contemporary chart.
So this week, Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B, Girls Like You, is number one, and it's been there for 5 weeks. And could I sing that song to you? No. Have I heard it? Probably many times.
Yeah, like in the grocery store, you yep. know?
And then there's also Taylor Swift, Zedd, Ed Sheeran, Shawn Mendes, Lady Gaga. Oh, something from the A Star Is Born soundtrack. You know, that stuff.
I haven't really been able to find lyrical themes from adult contemporary because I think they really range, but I would say with a heavy emphasis, just looking at the songs that we've sort of scrolled through on love songs or songs about expressing the love mm-hmm. you have for another person or a partner. Also, I think there's maybe like a little subset of songs that are about like believing in yourself. it kind of seems like.
Yeah. Josh Groban's good for that.
Yeah. Josh Groban. There's a couple like Pink songs on there.
Oh, yeah.
That like I also think like she has a kind of like self-affirming vibe to a uh-huh. lot of her music. Uh-huh. So I like that. But if we're going to give our listeners some examples of these, should we do like a little sampler platter? Should we pick like maybe like three from different points in time? Or do you think we should just pick like big artists?
I think we should go with contemporary. I don't want to get too bogged down in choosing from a decade. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah. So like today's adult contemporary.
Yeah. So for examples, do you want to just pull straight from the Billboard charts?
Maybe we should. I mean, Maroon 5 has had, according to Wikipedia, Maroon 5 has collected the most hits on adult contemporary charts in history.
Yeah.
So Maroon 5 is a great reference for this.
So let's play Girls Like You, Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. Let's also do Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Because that's heavily orchestral.
Yeah, it is.
In its poppiness.
Yeah.
And then Michael Bublé is on the charts here.
Is he?
He's number 21 right now with Love You Anymore.
Okay.
So why don't we play a little Bublé?
Could always go for a little Bublé.
A sous-son Bublé. Here they are. There's girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you. Yeah, yeah, girls like you. Yeah, me do what I want when I come through. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you. I spent last night on the lake. We are still kids, but we're so all odds. I know we'll be all
since where and now would change, and I'd do anything to hear you say I'm yours. Just because I know I'll never ever feel the same doesn't mean I love you anymore.
Mmm, easy.
I already forgot what all of those were. I don't remember any of them. I could not sing them to you.
Well, you know you'll hear them on the radio a couple times today.
Yep. Okay, so that's adult contemporary.
Yeah. Sentimental ballads, easy listening, lots of melody and harmony, acoustic instruments, and...
Your mom
loves it.
We can do that. So I think it's time we learn more about Girls und Panzer.
Oh, this is going to be a tough fit. I can feel it coming.
Yeah, yeah. It is always a treat when you remember how incongruous your topic is from your genre.
Well, we don't know. Maybe we'll get surprised.
That's true. Maybe the themes will be very relevant of whatever this thing is.
Let's find out.
This is an anime about tanks.
An anime series called Girls and Tanks.
That's a great summary, honestly.
That's really all you need to know. There's a lot of girls and they all drive and fight with tanks.
So it's about high school girls who compete in tank warfare competitions.
Yes, it's in this universe, tank warfare is sport, and it's also like treated as a traditional martial art.
Yeah.
And it's an activity in your high school.
You know, like soccer.
My high school could barely afford soccer balls. I don't think my high school could afford tanks.
Yeah. We watched a trailer, an English narrated trailer for the... So there, it's a manga series, it's a TV series, and then it was a film. And then there's a second part of the film, or like the second installment of it or something, coming
like
out
it.
In June of this year, June 2019. And it's a lot of tanks, guys.
The trailer is really fun because it's basically just like a narration about what the show is about over constant explosion sound effects.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like a kind of recruitment video. It's like,
yeah,
here's why you should. So the art of the tank is called, or I guess the way of the tank is Shensa Do, which in English they've translated it to tankery in the trailer. So it is a recruitment video on all of the benefits of learning tankery as a young woman, because it will make you a better wife, a better mother,
a better worker, better
student. Mm-hmm. And men will fall at your feet if you are a tankery champion.
And, you know, really great comparisons of like, it has all the femininity of the cute sound of the tracks
clattering,
clanking against
yeah.
the ground.
And yeah. Like,
you know, there's some fun juxtaposition they use.
Yes. Yeah. It's all very tongue in cheek, I think. So the main plot, or the main character, I guess, surrounds Miho Nishizumi, who is from a prestigious family of tankery practitioners. And can't really find exactly what without, I think, going into watching or reading the series, but she was traumatized by something in the past and she transfers to a school that she thinks does not have a tankery program.
Right.
But upon her arrival, they have restarted their tankery program and she's the only one who has any experience. So she gets recruited to kind of like lead the team.
And they enter a national championship facing off against various other schools, and I guess it becomes a serious competition because they learn that their school will be closed if they don't win. So this Miho kind of feels like it's her duty, her destiny to win this competition after all.
Right.
And there's also a like spin-off manga series that follows her in her elementary school days when she did used to participate in this tank riding.
God.
And I'm just picturing these like, you know, 6-year-old girls driving tanks in elementary school.
Yeah. So this plot description reminds me of like the epic hero's journey a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're like super familiar with the hero's journey, but there's it's like, I think I might have talked about it before on the podcast, but action movies, especially like Top Gun and like pretty much any superhero movie, they all kind of center around a hero figure who has become emotionally paralyzed by some traumatic event that has happened, usually to a woman in their life that emotionally paralyzes them, or like their family or their home planet or like whatever.
Sure,
and they're
sure.
like, I have failed and I am no longer the person that I thought I was. And I am going to shun my heroic ways or the duties that I have. And I'm going to hide my light under a bushel and I'm not going to do that anymore.
It's that classic scene of like, I don't shoot no more.
Yeah.
But we need you.
Yeah.
I said, I don't shoot no more.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he shoots.
Yeah. So it sounds like this is what happens to Miho is she has some unspecified traumatic event and she's like, no, I am done with that life. And then in the structure of the story, the hero confronts what is called the Dark Night of the Soul, which is kind of this absolute rock bottom for the character where they have like so far strayed away from their old identity, but aren't finding any satisfaction or happiness with the new life that they're trying to lead. And so it leads them to this kind of crisis. And then in the action of the narrative, they come to what's called the point of ritual death, where they confront the same or a very similar situation that paralyzed them in the first place, and then they triumph over it.
So I imagine that if we did find out what the inciting traumatic incident was for Miho in her youth, we would probably see that the way she wins this championship in the end is a very similar circumstance.
Absolutely. Jasmine, are we right? Can you confirm?
Tell us.
Because I'm not going to watch this whole thing.
No spoilers.
So that would be my guess. This is a classic, classic, classic storyline, and it is repeated over and over and over again, and people cannot get enough of it.
I mean, it's effective, and it has like endless possibilities for variation. So
yeah,
I don't see a problem with it.
No. I mean, like, look, there are only like, have you heard the Kurt Vonnegut? There are only like 7 stories ever written.
Yeah.
They're all really good. And it's usually like boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back.
Right.
Is like one of them. Like man triumphing over nature is like another one of them. Anyway, it's a great article. I should post it in the Facebook group, but it's Kurt Vonnegut's like 7 story structures. So yeah, so this feels very classic and familiar, even if the subject matter and the culture do not.
Yeah, I love it. It's great. It seems really exciting and cute and fun. So we need to figure out how to turn it into an adult contemporary song.
We do. Interesting, because the subject matter is like explicitly not adult. It's about high school girls.
That's true.
I mean, not that that has ever stopped us before.
No. Now, when we watched that trailer, I didn't notice a theme song necessarily. There was some music in the background, but nothing like sung, right?
Yeah, we might be able to do a little more digging and try to find something we could maybe build off of.
Or, well, I was just wondering if we want to write the theme song.
Oh, write the theme song for Girls and Panzer
in an adult contemporary style.
Ooh, I could get into that.
I don't know. Just one option.
Okay. Maybe this is one of the more believing in yourself kind of numbers.
Yeah, I don't really see this being about romance unless it's like love for tanks.
Love for tanks or love for your teammates. Or,
sure.
Yeah.
But no, self-esteem song might be good for this one.
Self-esteem song. I like it.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go put together a band of traditionally used adult contemporary instruments and come up with an idea for like what kind of feel I want this song to have.
Cool. I'm going to do a little more research and maybe just read a couple. I think I'll probably read the lyrics for all our example songs and maybe dig into some Barry Manilow and some more classic inspirations. Yeah. Just read the lyrics there and see if there's any commonalities I can pull out. But I'm thinking it's just going to be a kind of pretty standard pop music structure.
Verse chorus structure.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We're back.
We are back. Do you have lyrics?
I do have lyrics.
Cool. And I have a band.
That's excellent. So I found in my lyric reading.
Yes.
These are mostly from first person perspective.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of times they're to a you, they address like another person directly. I didn't really do that. I did put it from a first person perspective, but it's a little more general. And especially if this is going to be like the theme song of the show.
It doesn't have to be, but that was just one idea I had.
Yeah. Well, I imagine it as like a bunch of different, like at least in the chorus, like a bunch of different girls singing it, you know?
So you know that means you're going to be singing this.
But like you could also join me and just pitch your voice up.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. So we talked about it being a kind of like rah, rah, go me kind of song.
Positivity and self-esteem.
Yes. And I took inspiration from that from the English language trailer that we watched.
Yeah.
Which was about all of the good things that learning tankery can do for you as a young woman.
Learn what tankery can do for you.
Yeah. So that was my inspiration for my verse, pre-chorus, and chorus.
I'm excited.
All right. I will read it to you then.
Okay.
Here we go. Verse. In my armored shell, I know very well the rules and the parts I play. My team and me, close as we can be, the anglerfish will take the day. So anglerfish is their team, in case we didn't talk about that before.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, that's their team name, the anglerfish.
Okay. Doesn't really have anything to do with tanks, but all right.
Yeah, it seems like they're all named after sea creatures.
I mean, Japan is close to the ocean.
Well, it's an island.
Yep.
Close, yes. So it's an island. But also in the show, remember they all like live on battleships.
Oh, right.
So I'm not exactly sure in the world of the show if like there is no land anymore and they all live on, well, there has to be land because they drive tanks on it. But anyway, they're all living on,
their
like
schools are on.
Yeah.
Aircraft carriers,
they're like
and stuff.
A seafaring nation.
Sure.
So, okay. So that was the verse. Then we have the pre-chorus, which is Sen Sha Do, which is again, the name
tankery.
For tankery. Go, go, go. Sen Sha Do, take the lead, Miho.
Oh, yeah. Character name.
Yeah, I got a character name in there.
That's great.
Hooray. And then here's the chorus. Tankery is the sport for me. Gives me grace like a bumblebee. Heart like a lion. Mind like machete. Thankful for tank school, my girls, Panzer und me.
Thankful for tank school. What a rhyme.
Thankful for tank school.
That's awesome.
Which is also obviously the title, right?
Obviously.
Thankful for tank school.
Theme from Girls und Panzer.
Yeah.
I love it. That's great.
It's fun. I think it's going to be really fun and bubbly and upbeat.
Right. And we talked about that a little bit off mic with the tone of the music. Like, we knew we wanted something like poppy and fun and inspirational, but I wanted to specifically make the music feel like something like Girls Like You from Maroon 5,
yeah,
rather than something like Perfect by Ed Sheeran, which is more of a ballad. So this is definitely going to have that bubbly pop feel.
But is it going to fade into the background enough, Scott? That is the question.
We're just going to have to work on that because, you know, most of the songs that we write are meant to be first and foremost in your mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll have to make sure this fades.
It needs to sound like in 5 years, there will be an instrumental version of it played at Panera.
Okay. I think that's a great goal.
Can you do that?
I'm going to be humming it while I get my Turkey Bravo.
Yes. Okay. Is Turkey Bacon Bravo the best sandwich at Panera?
Probably.
I think so.
Tweet at us. Maybe we'll do a poll.
I feel like we're going to like step in some kind of controversy about Panera sandwiches.
The big bread lobby is going to come after us.
The bread lobby. Tell me about your music, huh?
Yeah. So to get that pop feel, I went with an electronic drum beat.
Okay.
That starts out with just a couple elements like clap sounds and hi-hats and things. So here's what the drum beat sounds like in the beginning of the song during the verse.
Great.
And then in the chorus, we add in more elements of the drum kit, including the kick drum, four on the floor pattern.
Yeah, my favorite.
And that sounds like this. Then I have a couple synthesizers layered on top of each other. One is a pad that is sort of just like in the background, laying down the harmonic structure of the song. And then over top of it, you hear a more like bell-like synthesizer sound playing more of a melodic line. And I doubled that with pizzicato strings.
Okay.
And if we talked about pizzicato before, I probably mentioned that that's when you pluck the strings instead of bowing them. So here's what those three instruments sound like layered together.
Cool, 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 cool.
And then to round it out, I did some guitar and bass. The guitar is an actual like electric guitar sample, so not electronically created, but like a person playing an electric guitar, like a lot of these bands have. And bass is both a regular played bass, electric bass, and then also a synth bass that has more of a like pop feel to it. So here's a little bit of guitar and then a little bit of bass. And last but not least.
Oh my goodness, so many elements.
It's funny you mentioned girls singing along with this song because yeah. I put in background vocals already.
Oh my goodness.
Just singing like yas and oohs. So here's some background vocals.
I love them. My new friends.
All your friends are here.
Yay.
Singing.
Okay, so that's it.
I think that's it. Now we got to record it and make it sound like a bunch of high school girls that you don't really pay attention to when they sing.
But somebody might call into Delilah and request it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it makes them think of their high school friends.
I'm ready.
This one goes out to all my high school friends.
I'd like to request a song for Miho.
I love you, Miho. Those are the best years of my life. So this is Thankful for Tank School.
A adult contemporary song.
About the anime series Girls und Panzer.
By Shannon and Scott.
In my armored shell, I know very well the rules and the parts I play. My team as we can be, the angler fish will take the day. Sencha doll, go, go, go. Sencha doll, take the lead, Miho. Tankery is the sport for me. Gives me grace like a bumblebee. Hard like a lion.
Very happy girls on tanks.
Happy girls on tanks. Is it adult contemporary?
Sure.
Sure. You know what it does remind me of is it reminds me of Australian pop.
Oh, really?
Do you remember when we did Australian pop?
Yeah, very well.
The band 660.
Uh-huh.
It feels like their kind of upbeat groove.
Yeah.
Which is, it's poppy, which is good.
Right.
I don't know. I think it was too distinct.
Too distinct.
Yeah.
So it'll stick out too much.
Yeah. I think we did too good of a job of making it a real song.
We need to try harder to
suck more.
Suck more.
Try harder to suck more.
Well, I guess if we could successfully write a song that fit that description, it would be radio worthy. And then we wouldn't need this podcast. Right?
We wouldn't need this podcast. Right. Because that's why we're doing this podcast, in order to become rich and famous.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. Podcasting's where the real money is. Have you heard our ads?
Cricket.
Cricket.
Cricket. Cricket.
Quip. It's a toothbrush.
Don't give them free advertisement.
I mean, I give them my money because I use it.
Yeah. I used to, and then I stopped.
Now they're never going to advertise with us.
Well, spoiler alert, Scott.
I know. Well, okay, so reasons that sounded too distinct. I think the presence of all of the harmony, like maybe it was too forward focused, you know?
No, what do you mean?
Like, you can hear too much of the like choral singing aspect of it.
Oh, I see.
Versus just like a lead vocal with like, you know, almost unnoticeable background vocals.
Yes, I understand. I think that may very well be what I was reacting to.
Yeah. Also my chipmunk female voice.
That also potentially contributes. Though that's like a super hot trend nowadays. It's just like the auto-tuned kind of pitched up electronic-y sounding voices.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
More in like other top 40 pop songs, less in adult contemporary, I think.
Probably true. Yes.
But, you know, we had a melodic vocal line like these songs are supposed to have. It just doesn't have the sentimentality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so like what I was gonna say, I don't think we completely failed that. I think the subject matter was challenging for adult contemporary.
It
also
was.
So my lyrics didn't make it any easier. But I think the real issue is that adult contemporary can be basically anything.
It's broad.
As long as baby boomers and Gen Xers like it.
Well, I think those people like our podcast.
I mean, do they? Are they our demographic? I'm not saying that they don't listen, but I'm also saying that I think more other people listen.
Who knows at this point?
I know. True. I think it was a really fun song, and that's kind of...
That's all that matters.
Yeah, it is all that matters.
And now we're going to try to sell it to the Girls und Panzer franchise.
Hey, Girls und Panzer, Panzer franchise.
Panzer franchise.
Talk to us. Get at us.
Slide in our DMs.
Slide into our DMs with your tanks.
Oh, God.
Blow them up. Blow up our DMs. If you liked our super fun song, even though it didn't super fit the brief, you should listen to our back catalog.
Yeah, we have more successful songs there.
We do. Like last week's song.
Yes.
That was so fun.
We can go on the road with our doom metal act.
Thick death.
Thick death.
But yeah, so if you've been with us for a while, thank you so much for listening to us. And if you're brand new, thank you so much for giving us a shot and checking out everything else we have to offer.
Yeah, you can see all that at songsaladpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at songsaladcast. And you can look at our fun new Instagram video text teaser things on Instagram at songsaladpodcast.
Those take me an inordinate amount of time at the moment, but I'll get faster at them, I promise. And then they'll come out, you know, actually close to the episode that they're related to and not a week later.
Thank you to Jasmine for the topic.
Yeah, I hope we did it justice. ?
Yeah, tell us more stuff about Girls und Panzer and why you suggested it. We'd love to know.
Yeah.
Thank you to Jillian Pensavalle for having me back on the Hamilcast as a guest again. I had a really, really fun and amazing interview with her where she got me drunk and I talked all about Hamilton. So we will let you know when that episode is coming out, but you should subscribe to the Hamilcast and hear all of the behind the scenes stories and tales from Hamilton the musical.
Yeah, Jillian is lovely and generous and her show is great. So you should check it out.
She's now a member of the Produce Section, our Facebook group.
So say hi to her if you see her there. Thank you to all our Patreon donors. You guys keep the podcast lights on, and you're so...
It's so bright in here.
Bright with the thousand suns of your love. You guys are awesome, and we really appreciate you. And even if you can't give on Patreon, every single person who tweets at us, who gives us a review, who recommends us to a friend, we see you. We hear you, maybe not literally, but we hear you. We honor you.
Literally hear you.
Our heart honors your heart. Our crunchy green hearts honor your hearts.
If we were going to Marie Kondo you, we would put you in the keep pile.
You spark joy, listeners.
You all spark joy.
Aww.
You're staying.
Yeah. Back in the closet.
Get back in the closet. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And we're reminding you that...
Girls und Panzer make the best salad.
How do you say salad in German?
Ooh, salad.
You think... Is that your bet?
That's salad? My guess. What's your guess?
Letzen.
Letzen?
Like lettuce, but zen at the end.
It's salat.
Oh, salat.
1, 2, 3. That's kind of close.
Thank you.